It's a platform called Cape Town Stockholm Connect, or CSC. And we are now joined by Matthias Hultgren, who is First Secretary for Economic and Commercial Affairs at the Embassy of Sweden in South Africa. Matthias, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What's the idea behind Cape Town Stockholm Connect? Obviously, to connect Cape Town and Stockholm, but in what particular way, to what purpose?
No, that's right. After having spent some time and looking at different industries in South Africa, we gathered enough of understanding of the market to see that there is a lot of exciting things happening in Cape Town in the startup scene. There's a good balance between established companies and exciting startups. Of course, Stockholm, our capital, is famous for being outside of the Silicon Valley, one of the per capita most successful startup clusters in the world. And we said, why don't we look at this and try to connect the two? We saw there was an information gap and companies not really being aware of what's happening on either side.
It was, I mean, you know, this is a two-way flow, I'm sure, Matthias, that there is a lot that Swedish companies can learn from South African companies. Our own little Silicon Valley here in South Africa, while having nothing of the reputation of the California one, is still staffed with some really innovative, forward-thinking tech people.
No, that's right. The whole idea is that we want it to be a sort of bilateral, benefiting both sides. And we looked at four main objectives to be reached. And one, of course, would be the simple connecting buyer-seller sort of connection. But then we also look at could there be opportunities to develop the both product-based development, saying that we have company XYZ on both sides and they want to get together to find interesting products. Then we also said, well, there's a lot of very talented people who choose to live in Cape Town and Stockholm for the very interesting lifestyle that you can have, I mean, with beautiful nature and other things that are attractive to these global nomads. And how do we connect them? How do we connect a Swedish programmer with a company in Cape Town and vice versa? And then lastly, of course, we are looking at finding new ways to attract investors. And again, I think lifestyle plays an important role here, where an investor would look at an interesting environment to live in and work from.
I just had five people, one after the other, Matthias, send me a WhatsApp saying, does this mean IKEA is coming to Cape Town?
Well, I would love to see IKEA here in South Africa. I think IKEA themselves are probably looking at South Africa as they are looking at many markets. But no, this is a focus on digital products rather than physical furniture.
That was a very diplomatic answer, if I may say so. So how is this a platform which is open to anybody who goes to a website, or is it something for which you have to register to be kept informed about opportunities? How's the platform actually going to work in practice?
Sure. So we had the opening event. Obviously, we are doing everything digital at the time. We hope that we will have physical visits going in both directions when COVID allows. But so we did the first one, and we are now busy following up. We had some 350 per people registered for the event, and we are now busy following up with them, sort of understanding more about the characters of the company or products, what they would be interested in knowing more about, etc. And we are now planning ahead for more digital engagement, and we will, through Silicon Cape and Westgrow, the Swedish Trade and Invest Council, Business Sweden, and the embassy's channels, share information on the upcoming events. But you can always contact Silicon Cape or Westgrow or Business Sweden at any time to understand more.
Okay, so as I was saying, if anybody who's listening now is in the tech business and is interested by the possibilities of this, and they weren't part of that first digital engagement, the best thing to do would be to go to Silicon Cape's website or Westgrow's website and make contact with them and find out more, or Business Sweden.
Exactly. No, so it's definitely an open platform for people to participate, and I think one of the benefits, if any, of having to move completely digital is that we can now reach a broader audience. Obviously, as we go along with the project, we see the need for sort of diving deeper into different segments, be it fintech, be it edutech or others. But for the time being, we are still in sort of the connecting, the first part of the connecting, that's to share information on the both clusters.
Thanks very much for talking to us. Mattias Hultgren is the First Secretary for Economic and Commercial Affairs at the Embassy of Sweden in South Africa.